Here's another state track and field update coming to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. It's my final update for this Friday night, as we have wrapped up all of our 2A and 3A events for this afternoon session. Carroll finishes 16th overall in the 4x400 for 3A girls. It was Marison Wittrock, Avery Burke, Caitlin Aiden, and Marie Day. Again, a 16th place finish with a time of 4 minutes and 12 seconds. They were 6th in heat number 2. Here are some of the key results from the day. We had 10 finalists established, or 10 medalists confirmed already. The combination of they're already done or they will compete tomorrow, and they will finish top 8 regardless. We'll go back to the morning. A 1A boys high jump, Coon Rapids Bears' Colby Culbertson finished tied for 6th. In the 1A girls 100-meter hurdles, Madison Steckler of Audubon finished in P6 there. She will run tomorrow just after 1 o'clock in the final. 1A boys discus, Coon Rapids Bears' Lance Clayburg brings home a 6th place finish. 1A girls high jump, Vanessa Kaler finished top 8. She was tied for 7th for Glidden Ralston. That was our 4 finalists or medalists this morning. And then in the afternoon session, 3A girls distance medley, Carroll picked up a 2nd place finish. 2A boys high jump, Ben Gerken of Kemper picked up a podium finish, 3rd place for him. 2A girls discus, South Central Calhoun's Kiara Hammond comes home 5th. In the 3A girls 100-meter hurdles, Carroll's Madison Tuning was 7th. So she will run tomorrow as well in a final. And then our final two events that earned either medals, or actually no, they're both done. So they've already earned their medals, and one of them is gold. The 2A boys discus, Kemper's Evan Adams, he finished 5th. And the 3A girls long jump, our champion for today, Shay Sennard of the Carroll Tigers. So again, congratulations to all of our finalists, all of our medalists, and even those that did not finish top 8. Congratulations on a great state track so far. And we will have everybody tomorrow. We'll be here bright and early to bring you the results beginning right around 9 o'clock. This update has been brought to you by Pup in the Tub and Manning Municipal Utilities. That'll do it for our day 2 coverage. Thanks for joining us for a beautiful day here at the Blue Oval in Des Moines. For Jeff Blankman, Tyler Bruner, Jeff Storyhan, Todd Danner, and Macy Snyder in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks. Also thanks to Kristen Campisi and KC Miners back in studio today. For all of the state track results, photos, and interviews, check out sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.